We are learning Daf Chavav Amud Aleph in Masechtas Tamid. We're starting from the Gemara. Manan Emili. How do we know about the Chi of Shemira? We learned at the beginning of the Masechta that there's a Chi of Shemira for the Kahanim. Levi'im also have a place where they do Shemira. And the Rosh explained that's Gzeiras HaKasav. He said that the reason of the Gzeiras HaKasav is that it's honorable for the Beis Mikdash to have watchmen. The Shaila is, where is the Makar from the Pasuk? Oma Abaya in the Torah. Where's the Makar in the Torah? Where do we find the Torah, the Chi of Shemira? Oma Abaya, Oma Kra, it's a Pasuk in Parashas Bamidbar. The Pasuk says, V'achoynim ofnei Mishkan Kedem ofnei Oel Mayed Mizracha, who camped on the eastern side of the Mishkan, which the Rosh speaks out, the Mishkan is called the Beis HaMikdash also, so it has the same halacha for the Beis HaMikdash. So who camped that side? Moshe, Ba'aron, Uvanov, and his children, and Aaron's children. Shemrim, Mishmeres HaMikdash, Mishmeres Merei Yisrael, and they're watching the Beis HaMikdash. So you see clearly in the Pasuk that they had a job, Moshe, Aaron, Uvanov had a job of watching the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara asks on that, Amri, in, you're right, Shemra Ba'am Eshchan, you find the boy. You find here in the Pasuk, they need Shemra. Miu, skip the next few words in the Gemara. Miu masnisim katani. Our Mishnah says b'shloisha mekaymos akadam shemis amikdash. The akadam have three different places, and the Mishnah Amida says alviim esim erachav makom. The alviim are 21 places. So the shaila is, where do you see the kahanim have to watch on three places? Maybe there's only one place. And number two question is, and v'ilu b'kra. Number two question is ilu kra. It says in the Pasuk, Kahanim v'Levim, how did it says them together, Kahanim v'Levim. And we know that the Kahanim have a certain place in the Levim, a certain place. They're Shemir, a certain place. So the Gemara, Amri, Hachikama. This is what the Pasuk, this is how you read the Pasuk. It's like you break it up. V'achoynim l'frei Mishkan, Kedma, l'frei Al-Mayid, Mizracha, is Moshe. One place is Moshe. V'hadar, and another place is Aaron, Uvanov, Shemir, Mishmeres, HaMikdash. The other place is Aaron, Uvanov. That means that Aaron, V'chad, Makoim, Uvanov, V'shtei, Mekoim, Sacherim. And then also, that means that Moshe is in one place, and then Aaron in another place, and then his two Uvanov in another place. So you find the three places for Kahanim. Aaron and Uvanov, there's two kids. So you find there's altogether three places for the Kahanim to watch. Because there's Aaron and Uvanov, it's altogether three. So Mara asks, no, Mimai. No, first of all, explains, Mimai, how do you know that you could cut the pasuk in half? Nechsiv v'achaynim, it says first v'achaynim, then in v'chsiv shaymrim, it says shaymrim v'shmeres. So you separate chaynim l'chud v'shaymrim l'chud. So we know that there's Moshe, and then there's Aaron Avonov, which is another three spots. Right, the Gemara, Mara asks, maybe Aaron Avonov all in the same spot. Maybe Aaron Avonov all in one spot, so you only see the Levim are separate from Moshe. But then, Kahana maybe all in one place. All three Kahanim. Tamar says, no, lo yisaga da'ita, don't say that. Because we make a hekesh to Moshe. K'moshe, ma Moshe v'cham makom v'chadei. So Moshe is in one place. Af Aaron v'vonam v'cham makom v'chadei. Also, Aaron and his children also are one place. Just like Moshe is one place, Aaron and his children are one place also. Each have a separate place. Just like Moshe has a separate place, Aaron has a separate place also. All together three, because Aaron and his two children. Rav Ashi Amar, a different drasha, you know, three. Mesefer the Krod, end of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, three times the word Mishmeres. It says Shemrim, Mishmeres, and Limishmeres. Because the Pasuk says Shemrim, Mishmeres, and Mikdash, and Mishmeres, and Yisrael, three times Mishmeres teaches us that you need three places for the Kahanim to watch.